Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and this is a Just Us Geeks interview. Miss Whitaker, how are you today? Or shall I say, Tony Award-winning actress Marissa Whitaker, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Let's talk about Muffin Top, the movie, for just a minute. Tell me what appealed to you about this project and a little bit about your role in it and all that kind of fun stuff.
Well, I was given the script, and I actually, when they sent me the script, I didn't even know what role they wanted me to play in the script. And I think that was like, and that's very rare. Normally you get the script, they're like, we're interested in you playing, you know, X, Y, and Z. And then you basically read your own lines, and then you decide if that's what you want to do or not. And whereas I like read this whole movie and was like, ooh, I would play that role. I'd play that role. It's like, it was the first time I read a script with like so many funny women. Usually it's like very obvious. You're like, there's the funny woman part and that's my part, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, I was so excited that there were just so many women roles, because that's super rare to have funny women actually be more than one or two, you know? So the role I play is Elise, and I'm her assistant. I'm the lead assistant, and I am super in love with her, and I just like, I don't know. I feel like I have a really good heart. I said when I was doing the movie, it just felt like as long as I didn't like mess up anything, I was like right there, you know, like I was always, and I felt like that as the character too. Like she just doesn't want to mess anything up and doesn't want to, you know, make her boss mad, and she wants everything to be perfect. And she has a really big heart and really believes in women and women's studies. And she really, but really, she's that girl. I look like an Urban Outfitter commercial at all times. I have like 1,000 patterns on, and nothing looks flattering. And it's pretty awesome. Like, she cares definitely about her studies more than she does what she looks like.
Well, and talking with
completely the opposite of me, because I only care about what I look like and not at all what I'm doing.
Well, there you go. When I spoke with Catherine, I told her I was just so floored that, you know, here is a film with a great message that's very, very relevant today, but it's a comedy. And, yeah, you know, you've done plenty of theater. It's very odd to find a role where you could have, I mean, to find a project where you could have been, you know, several of these women, and they're all funny. It's just,
yeah, no, that's like my big thing. Yeah, like for me, I said, I always joke, I said, you could have like pulled our names out of a fishbowl and said, okay, you're going to play, like I'll play the role that Retta played, or I could play the role, you know. It's like you really could have put us in different positions, and that is very rare. I mean, as I said, like every TV show I've done, every movie I've done, every even theater show I've done, it's been, that's obviously the role I'm going to play when I read the script. Do you know what I mean? Whereas this is like, really, anyone could have done anything. And the fact that it is a comedy, it's not just like we're beating down the door saying like, oh my gosh, you should feel better about yourself. Women, we need to unite and be strong. And it'd be like, a major drama, which is totally boring to me. This was just, it's just a funny movie. You know, it's just funny, and it's got a strong message, but like, if you miss the message, I don't really care. It's just fun and you laugh. That's all that matters, you know?
Right. You're probably best known for your performance on Broadway as Tracy Turnblad in Hairspray. Did you ever think, you know, when you were doing the play, that, you know, years down the road, this very same theme would be something that you would be doing again, you know, because that's one of the brilliant things about Hairspray, I think. And I think that's why so many people love it, and it hits on so many levels, is that, you know, the major theme is nobody cares what you look like, how big you are, how small you are, what color you are, you know, everybody, you should love everybody. And that's kind of right. What I'm picking up from Muffin Top.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can honestly say this is probably going to my son will be also hearing these same things when he's our age. You know, it's like, I think that this is just sadly the way we depict women and people and minorities, and you know, it and until it's over, it's not over. You know, right. I can't even, I mean, I would wish that I wouldn't still have to be involved in things where I'm like, oh, come on, like, this is great, and, you know, and, yeah. and love yourself and feel brave and proud, and who cares if you're gay or straight or fat or skinny or black and white. Like, I wish that that, you know, I wish that that wasn't continuing on. You know, I'm very proud that my son was born in 2008 when Obama was elected president. I was very proud that, you know, gay marriage, like, my son will grow up and it'll, I hope that it seems as odd to him that, you know, people weren't allowed to be married. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, I, you know, and he even asked, you know, we have, you know, same sex marriages in our classroom. And I'm glad that it doesn't seem weird to him or yeah. foreign. So I'm proud of those moments. But like, it's funny because as far as other things go, I still think women get set back and there is a prejudice towards, you know, like, yes, you know, like being overweight has come very far. And you see that, like, you know, Melissa McCarthy is like the highest, you know, grossing box office star there is right now, you right. know? And it's like, but for some reason, it's still very taboo and nobody wants to look into that or, you know, and women get like the fact that there is really only like one woman role in every movie. It's just like, you're like, yeah. oh, it's totally depressing. But on the same note, you know, then there's movies like this that I think will do so well because it's like, my gosh, like My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Why did it do so well? It was like a real woman being funny,
yes.
you know, finding love, and women relate to that. And I think that that's how it is with Muffin Top. It's like, oh my gosh, like these are real women helping out real women and like, you know, being strong and feeling good. And I think like you see a movie like this, and I think it's the same thing with Hairspray. It's like everybody saw themselves in Tracy Turnblad. I mean, the reason why John Waters created Tracy Turnblad was he's like, I feel like the fat teenage girl is the one who gets the most, is the most in the minority. Like
right.
over everything else, she's the most, you know, the most pointed out. So he's like, I felt like Tracy Turnblad, you know, and there'd be girls that would come up to me who were, you know, 6'2" and 13. And they were like, oh my God, you represent me. And I'd look at them like, oh my God, you're going to be a supermodel. Like just wait it out like 4 more years and you're going to be fine, sweetie, you know? But it's like, that's, I think that message of love yourself and be good to yourself. And also just, and like, stop judging other people and be kind to each other. And I think that those are all just messages that as you get older too, you're like, oh, and then when you see it in a movie, you're like, oh, right, I feel that way. Like, oh my God, I'm not totally unnormal. Like, you know, even like when I was doing the movie and like we were like, they were saying things and they had things up on like some of the lines and I'd be in like a classroom scene and she'd have things up on the slider. I'm like, oh my God, that's totally true. Like, that's totally how I feel. And you're like, oh my gosh, it makes you leave going like, oh, I'm not alone in this. Like the minority is the person that feels good about themselves 24 hours a day and, you know, thinks that they, you know, that nothing's wrong with them. That's not real. That's not normal. Like we all have, like I lose 65 pounds and I still wake up and I'm like, oh, I wish I could lose 10 more or like, oh, why does my belly look big today? It's the same. It has nothing to do with the number. It actually has to do with like our brains and switching the way we think.
That's true. Catherine, she likened it to, you know, Marilyn Monroe, who is arguably one of the sexiest women of all time. You know, she was a size 14, and the average size of supermodels today is like a 2, maybe.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our views and opinions are so skewed now. That's why it's so good to see something like this that's being spread across the internet where there's a lot of, you know, people have horrible opinions about people and what they look like and who they are, you know?
Yeah. That's the internet is the next is like, it's people where people can sit and write whatever they want and say whatever they want. But you know what? Like you can also bond together and find other people. Like, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I definitely found like when I was losing weight, I was able to touch a lot of people because of the internet and say like, this is what I'm doing. And you know what? There is no trick and I'm working out and I'm eating right. And it's working, you know?
Right.
And I definitely felt like I would read a lot of things that people would write about me that were not nice, but I also just kind of go, well, but there's 28 people that are saying nice things and are supportive and I'm inspiring them.
Right.
So I hope to inspire more people, but yeah, the whole, I mean, the way images change throughout the years of the way, like, what's in fashion and what's not in fashion, and but, you know, sadly, like, the judgment of people is so, you know, it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah. Marissa Whitaker, thank you so much for your time. We absolutely adore you, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
This has been a Just Us Geeks interview.